just hours before a legal deadline set by two federal judges, and after nearly a year of resistance, the Bush administration has finally turned over 11,000 pages of documents related to the development of its energy plan. But the private groups that sued to get the papers say much of the key information about who was involved in shaping the policy is still missing. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
For a year now, environmental and consumer groups have complained loudly about being shut out by the administration's energy task force. They've long argued that details of closed-door task force meetings would reveal that industry executives and lobbyists unduly influenced the administration's final recommendations. Tom Fitton is president of the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. His organization, concerned with how law is made, sued to get information about who did meet with whom and why.
But the issue is, how did the energy officials from the various utilities and industry representatives get the meetings? Were they gotten because of political contributions? What was discussed at the meetings?
In one document, an executive from Atlanta-based Southern Company, which has interest in coal-fired plants, writes to a top Bush energy official offering up reasons why the administration should change clean air laws regulating coal power plants. At the end of the correspondence, the executive signs off with, "I look forward to lunch on Tuesday." As it turns out, one of the final recommendations of the energy plan released last year is to increase emphasis on power from coal. But thousands of other documents aren't so complete. Fitton realized this within moments of receiving the three boxes of papers last night.
Many thousands of emails are completely left blank. They tell us who the sender is. They tell us to whom it's sent. Sometimes there's a subject, but we don't know what's in them. And we're going to have to go to court and find out.
Going to court is how Judicial Watch and the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental group, got the documents to begin with. After the administration turned down the group's Freedom of Information request for details of energy meetings, two federal judges ordered the administration to release the information. Even so, the Energy Department is still withholding an additional 15,000 pages. Sharon Buccino, lead attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, will be back in court tomorrow to try and get those documents and complete the picture.
We expect that it will show who bought and paid for the energy plan that the Bush administration is promoting. It benefits big energy companies at the expense of public health and the environment.
Buccino argues one of the released documents sheds light on how this came to pass.
There was a list of the meetings that Secretary Abraham had, and they are all with industry representatives. None of them were with environmentalists or conservation organizations.
At the White House this afternoon, spokesman Ari Fleischer defended the criticism that the administration's energy policy was overly influenced by oil and power executives. The administration released a document showing the energy secretary turned down a couple dozen industry requests for meetings. Fleischer says just because environmental groups didn't meet with Abraham doesn't mean they didn't play a role in formulating policy.
The Environmental Protection Agency, for example, Governor Whitman held a meeting with a number of environmentalists. The vice president had a meeting with a group of environmental leaders who gathered right here at the microphones and on the TV cameras following their meeting here at the White House.
Fleischer says the administration's energy proposal contains 105 recommendations. 42 are aimed at conservation and the environment. The Natural Resources Defense Council will release a detailed analysis of the documents tomorrow. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.